touch of leather, you know, as well around it. I actually paired this with another rum, the
Fake McCoy,
the Black Tot 2024 Masters Blend, which is a fabulous, you know, rum. I mean, easily. I thought it was working well, you know, the two of these together, but it just, you know, I don't know. Compared to the other Maduro, I would actually go back to the other one. This, yeah. I mean, this was okay.
So. Well, what are we giving it? We got a 4.
All right.
Magnificent.
So we're going to get some story time in right quick before we go to commercial. Remember meeting Amin at
Absolutely.
The PCA?
Mm-hmm.
I remember walking up and being like, okay, this booth is, this guy's a little flashy.
Mm.
You know, got the big sunglasses on with great merch. They were all wearing shirts and had hats that said it. But their logo and all the colors on their table, I was like, what is this? And then when I started talking to him, man, that dude was just so happy to see us.
Yeah.
And just so happy that we were there. And what was great about it is, you know, we've touched on it before. When we're at these, you know, that Premier Cigar Association trade show, we're, it's like 50-50 are happy we're there. The other 50 could care less.
Yeah. Well, you know, this you is know? Their big, this is where they get their business from, right?
Yeah.
This is where all the shops, your local shop most likely goes to PCA to buy for the year.
Yeah.
So these guys are out there selling, and we come along and we're trying to tell stories and hear about them. And most of them, you know, they like to see us because they know that it's part of their business that you guys listen to us. This guy, you know, I don't know that he knew who we were, but he definitely wanted to talk to
yeah.
us. So
yeah, he made
really
us
cool.
feel like we were, you know, pretty happy to see us. But
and
anyway,
then he got to talking to you.
Yeah, and then,
yeah,
it was
and then he got to talking to me.
From there.
And
was just, yeah, and then he was like, well, how do I get rid of these you guys? Know.
But yeah, when we come back from break, we're going to go over a couple more cigars, and we'll be right back after this.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And welcome back to Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We are the best thing on at 2 a.m. This is our smoke segments. We're going over Imami cigars.
Yes.
And, man, we have just had so much fun.
So good, man.
So much fun. Amin and your team, thank you guys for getting us product and putting this together for us and helping us with this because we had a blast doing this one. We're going to go over, Rich is going to go over the Pompeii Rise of the Ash.
Double wrap torpedo. Yeah. We got the it's a 5.5x52 torpedo. The wrapper is what do you call it? A barber pole. It had the Maduro and natural wrap.
Yep.
And then the filler is a Balado Yapala. Seco is the Esteli Criollo. Ligero is a Jalapa Habano. So this thing was spicy. Had some a little bit of cedar, a little bit of woody flavor to it. This thing is right up my alley.
Yeah.
Excellent smoke, in my opinion.
The back alley behind CVS?
Well, that one too. But.
Hey, man, you got any coupons?
It's only on Tuesdays, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
What time?
All right. So, what, Mike, what'd you think about this one?
I captured a little bit of subtle spice kind of up front for this. You know, this was the only one that I had just a, a touch of construction issues, just a few touch-ups. I mean, nothing, barely even worth mentioning.
But you're doing it. Yeah.
I am.
It's probably, smoke it too fast.
Just get out.
And I think it's just, they set their own bar so high. It's like, well, which one of these things is not like the others? But, kind of cashews, hints of cedar, a little bit of spruce on the retrohale for me. This was a super solid, product all the way around.
This thing was packed full of flavor. I mean, absolutely packed. And what was interesting to me is I'm not a barber pole guy.
Yeah. Same.
Because it's really hard to get those flavors to be consistent. The wrappers that you choose have to pair well. It's not just this color looks good with this color. And I feel like a lot of cigar manufacturers get that part wrong.
Well, I think for me also, not being a normal fan of the barber pole style, it's like it's this switch where the flavor
right.
profiles are off and on and off and on, real sharp changes in the smoking experience all the way through. And I think they absolutely nailed it down with the blending piece, which to me makes a lot more sense. From people that blend cigars, you think that this kind of harsh switch wouldn't be there with barber poles, and I obviously taste is subjective, but
right.
there's people out there that like it, but this thing just lines up and flavor is cohesive all the way through.
It's a strike.
You don't get that
they bold a
sharp change.
One.
yeah,
hands down, love this cigar. I'll give it a 4.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Magnificent.
So up next, I'm going to tell you guys about the Komodo series. This is the Komodo series. I'm going to butcher this word so bad.
Komodo.
Mordendura. Mordendura.
No.
Vanillosa.
Not even close.
How do you say this?
Offended half a country right there.
I mean, that's fine. This thing is a Churchill-sized cigar, okay? So 7x50.
Right. Thank you for getting the English word.
And it's a Maduro. That's right. So the wrapper is a San Andreas Maduro. The filler is Esteli Condega.
Very good.
And the seco is Jalapa, and the binder is Habano. And Lajero is Esteli. This cigar, let me just preface, Churchill's not my size.
Not my size.
Not my size. But like I said earlier, the 48 to 50 is my cruising altitude. That's, if I can get them in that ring gauge, I'll smoke them. But this thing.
Is that your altitude or your square footage?
It could be my square footage. What's 7x50 square footage,
Yeah. Oh, Lordy.
Chaos.
Yeah, right. This was my favorite cigar in the line. When we were at the Premium Cigar Association trade show, gave me a one of these and one of these that is a Triple Lajero Connecticut.
Huh.
And dear God, that Triple Lajero Connecticut is really close to being one of my top 5 cigars that I've had in a long time.
Wow.
That cigar is fantastic, I will take
that's
a box.
That's high praise.
Yes, absolutely.
From somebody that likes everything.
I know. I know. I don't like everything.
Ooh, is that a cigar?
Yeah. What you got there?
I'll rate it a 5.
Yeah. Smell like pina colada.
So, but no, this Maduro, it was like punchy and real earthy, subtle sweet hints, little cocoa. Like, man, it was just on point the whole time. What'd you think?
Okay, so I really...
I'm leaving.
Here we go.
No, I really enjoyed it. I don't know that I would rate it up there like as the best of the best. I like the cigar.
That's not what I said about this. I said that about the Connecticut version.
The Connecticut I haven't had,
so I can't
talk
about
it. The
Connecticut version, which he didn't
say. I think this one was not as bold as I thought it was going to be, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I thought it was good, it was solid, it was consistent, but my expectations were like, this is really going to be like, the Komodo dragon.
Yeah.
It's going to, take you down. And
I love the tail on the the head of it,
yeah,
too.
But I,
makes you feel like a stick of dynamite.
The fuse.
Yeah.
But I like I said, I enjoyed it, but didn't feel like it was what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Along the lines with Rich here, right? I think they're a product of their own success. with this smoke. I think the Komodo was great. I think I would lean more into the Victoria or the Petra. I think that those definitely wowed me more than the Komodo did.
100%.
Solid smoke.
Definitely.
Anything that talks about like the venom, right? Venenosa.
Yeah.
I definitely have high expectations for. Still bulletproof construction. Yeah. Had no issues with this thing.
I did not have to touch it. Right? Did not have to relight it. No. Did not have to nothing.
Because we have the opportunity to smoke so many cigars, we also get the opportunity to kind of pick them apart.
And you were
bit,
talking about the size of Churchill. I get a little fatigued.
Commitment.
Yeah, as fast as you smoke?
Well, you know, you say that. You say that. But it took me almost 10 minutes to finish
the
this.
The earth and earth, dude. Yeah. Wait.
10 minutes. That's good. Oh,
that's really good.
That's good. That's good. I think I smoked this thing for like an hour and a half.
No, no canoeing issues.
Yeah, no
right,
canoeing
right
issues. But overall, no, what are we gonna give her there? We'll give it a 4.
Yeah. Solid line.
Yeah.
All the way across.
Yeah.
Magnificent.
I think solid's an understatement.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Really well, great product line all the way across.
Yes. Yeah, these guys are gonna do very well. Very well. Especially with the online presence.
And better if they send us more boxes.
Yes. Yeah, send us more boxes for sure.
Petra's, well, please.
Yeah, that's right. So thanks to my co-host today, good old boy Benjamin.
Smoke them if you got them, kids.
And good old boy Mike.
Hey, thanks for joining us on this episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes. Check out our back catalog, which is stocked full of plenty of things where Barger screws up.
Facts.
I will ask you to join us once again and to keep on sipping.
Rich?
Hey, just, don't take our word for it. Go out and try it for yourself, man.
That's right. Please go try these for yourself. If you find Imami cigars in a store,
give them to us.
Ask for them. Tell your shop owners. Tell your shop owners that you want them to carry these cigars.
Go directly to their website.
One thing I found really interesting is that these guys they've not picked up a lot of distribution yet. So
no.
It was really cool. You can buy from them direct, but I would definitely say that don't be afraid to tell your retailer to say, why don't you have this in the humidor, man? Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, the court leaves this chair now. Is that? This is good old boy Barger telling y'all to keep on smoking.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap a room.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Sharing music and voices from genres and cultures around the world, reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse.
Hi, I'm Chef Robert Rainford. Nearly 1 in 3 black children in Canada goes hungry while food gets thrown away.
The Food Security Fund is changing that. Led by Support Black Charities, the plan is to build a better pathway from community gardens to nutritious meals through local food hubs. This isn't just charity. This is community infrastructure. Join us and build a better future for Black families to have consistent, dignified access to good food. Join us at foodsecurityfund.ca. Contribute today. Thank you.
Owls. That's how many species call the U.S. and Canada home. And while some, like this great horned owl, do go hoot in the night, the natural diversity of our 19 defy stereotypes. North America's owls range in size from the 4-pound snowy owl, which stands more than 2 feet tall, to the diminutive elf owl of the southwestern deserts,
who weighs less than 2 ounces. The spotted owl inhabits deep, dark, old-growth forests, while the flammulated owl prefers open pine woods. And the short-eared owl floats over wide open grasslands. All owls are carnivores, but their diets range from mammals the size of jackrabbits to insects like moths and crickets. Boreal owls hunt in total darkness, using only their hearing. Northern hawk owls hunt by sight in broad daylight. A few migrate with the seasons. Others remain on their territories year-round. 19 owls. 19 distinctive natural histories. You can learn more about all of them at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
Yeah. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. To reduce their climate impact, many companies buy what are known as forest carbon credits. They're a way to offset the company's own carbon emissions by paying to plant or protect trees which absorb and store carbon as they grow. The organizations that certify these credits have protocols they use to estimate a project's impact.
One credit should represent 1 ton of additional carbon dioxide that is stored in a forest.
But Rebecca Sanders-DeMott of the Clean Air Task Force says many projects fail to live up to that promise because of flaws in the protocols. In a recent analysis, her team found, for example, that many certification programs underestimate the risk of wildfire or disease which can kill trees, or they don't adequately account for the possibility that protecting trees in one area could increase logging in another.
But the good news is we do think the system is fixable.
She says incorporating new scientific tools and data can help researchers better predict the risk trees face in a particular region and improve project monitoring over time.
We can make sure that these credits actually protect and enhance forest carbon storage, but only if the system is strong and rooted in science.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
So I don't pop out like a cha-cha. Taking care of me and mine, better call off. All the shit I had to do, better fall off. To a new dimension, but my peace of mind protecting. Baby, got a one-way ticket, don't test me. Better lose these digits, don't text me. If you try calling on my line, make sure your signal's on hi-fi. Can't ask about you every time.
But you're that work, is it that work?
I'm fine, just need above average. If the waves see it as and if I'm oscillating or debating, then I'm better off getting
dirty. I lay up in my bed like, think I need to go red light. Think I need to go red light. Think I need to go red light. Need to stop so I feel right. Take a minute to breathe. I think I need to go red light. Think I need to go. Think I need to go home.
Bring in the big guns. Only going outside for some real ones. Any lesson I'm leaving till the day's done. Going A1 in my true era. I dare you to say some. That's what I thought, stayed on. 8+ hours till the sun's up. Got a date with my duvet, waiting on a new daylight.
I got lost on you, froze up like a yo game fruit. Light flashing before my eyes. Heart beating like I might die. Wish I could run, wish I could fight. Liquid gold, only thing keeping me sane. Memories on my mind, hits like a stain. Told my mama quit this time, but it hurts to lie.
I lay up in my bed, I think I need to go red light. Think I need to go red light. Think I need to go red light. Need to stop so I feel right. Take a minute to breathe. I think I need to go red light. Think I need to go. Think I need to go.
I know why. Cold hard time to get mine. Cut me up, now it's time to leap back in a line. When I'm feeling like I know why. Cold hard time to get mine. Cut me up, now it's time.
Hey, this is